Well, in the second message that we're really bringing to you, and we've entitled this series, Tongues Turning on the Power. And really, that's what happens when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and God baptizes your spirit with His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, then power comes into your life. And it's like it says in Acts 1:8. In fact, I'll just turn to Acts, the book of Acts, and we'll read that scripture to you because it comes in this order. It says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." I am glad that one day I asked for the baptism of Holy Spirit. We're going to be talking about how I came to the baptism. Barbara will share briefly how she came to the baptism. But first of all, Barbara, let's pray.
Amen.
Amen. Father, I really thank you that we can come by this miracle of cassette tape to our friends. And Lord, I know the anointing is on the Word. The anointing is inside of us because we have the Word in us. And we can say like Jesus in Luke 4:18, we are anointed, Father God, to preach the gospel, to lift up the downtrodden, to heal the brokenhearted, to give sight to the blind. Father God, you're doing all of those things because the Word goes forth. And I thank you, Father, that when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan by John, his body got wet when he was immersed. And Father God, when the Holy Spirit came out of the heavens in the form of a dove and came upon him, he was baptized, he was immersed then in power. And then he began doing miracles and going about and really teaching the message of the anointing. And Father, I know we learn so much through the gift of tongues. Father, I thank you. In Jesus' name, I thank you and praise you. And today we dedicate this message to you, and we ask that the eyes of our listeners, our friends, would be opened up as well as their hearing. Lord, that we would shama, as we learned in past lessons, that we need to hear and obey. And so I thank you, Father God, for the Word of God that you left us. This book is different. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And we thank you that today we will learn, we will teach, we will receive, and the Word will remain in our hearts, not to be stolen by the enemy. Satan, we bind you, we rebuke you, we drive you away with the power of the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus and the Word of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. What is so exciting about this Lord that we serve, Darren, and this Savior, Jesus Christ, and this one who wants to fellowship with us intimately, Holy Spirit, is that they want to show us all the truth. They want to disclose to us everything. They want to give us the power. It says here that you might receive power. Father God doesn't want to withhold one little thing from His children. And you know, some of these cults that we hear about and some of these antichrist organizations who call themselves religions, they want to keep their people as weak as they possibly can. They want them totally dependent on them so that they have to be
Well, they want to make all their decisions.
Amen. That's right. And here Father God says, I want you to learn everything. I want you to learn it all. There's nothing that is not disclosed to you by Holy Spirit.
You know, and really our game plan here, if you will, or our objective is to make you strong in the Word. Because we know you can't always get a hold of Darren and Barbara or come to one of our meetings or maybe even get a hold of a tape or a newsletter or something that we've written or we published or we put out. You're going to be there by yourself. You may not even have your Bible in your hand.
That's right.
You have to have the Word of God in your heart and be able to speak it out. And as you speak forth the Word of God, because you renewed your mind in the Word of God, the power of God is released, it's activated, let me say it that way, because God is around you and God is in you. If you're a believer, God is inside. I mean, He's in your heart, and He's ready to get up and do these things that He said He would do in the Word, but it comes through the vehicle of speech. It comes out on your words. But if you don't have those words in your heart, then you're without the power, you're without the anointing, you're without the authority to get the job done. And I'll tell you, every day we read about bombings, we read about all kinds of things that are going on in our world as sin escalates. And by the way, it says where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. And we have to know that no matter how bad it is, whatever we see on television, whatever we read in the newspapers, or whatever we hear from other people, it's nothing compared to the mighty love of God that's spread about the earth and the grace of God. And that grace is His unmerited favor that comes in to really stand really there for us. And I want to tell you that so much fear is in our society today. But if you know and understand the anointing, if you understand the Word, if you understand the ministry of angels, you can move about without fear. And I would like to say one of the greatest reasons you need the baptism of Holy Spirit in your life is for direction.
I agree. And if Jesus himself needed Holy Spirit in his life to do these miracles, as we talked about on the first tape, and it says in Acts 1, when Luke is talking to Theophilus, and he says, Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up by and through the Holy Spirit. So if Jesus, the Son of God, the very Son of God, God himself, in man's clothing, in man's flesh, needed Holy Spirit, how much more we do, Darren? How much more we do? And we neglect Holy Spirit and all of his wonderful gifts and his baptism of fire. We neglect that. And I hope that in our tape today, you will begin to actually thirst for Holy Spirit and yearn for him. And as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:1, earnestly desire these wonderful things that he has for you, because it is for everyone, not just for a few. It is for every believer of Jesus Christ.
Well, praise God. Also think of John chapter 16, verse 7. And Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he says, "But I tell you the truth, it is for your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he comes... when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment." Then he goes on down to say in verse 13, and I love this, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you." Now, I want to share this with you folks, that if there's anything that doesn't glorify Jesus, and many of the cults that are coming to your door, knocking on your door, and they want to talk about the Bible and whatever, but they're not glorifying Jesus. Many of them, and they're very active in our country around, saying, "Well, would you like to study the Bible?" But they're putting up one of their prophets on par with Jesus. Mm-hmm. They're denying the deity of Jesus. And when they do that, that really is a teaching of the Antichrist, or one that takes the place of Christ would also be the Antichrist.
That's right.
You can't bring Jesus down to a human level and say he's like a prophet that appeared or whatever. And you know, many of these cults get started by an angelic visitation. You need Holy Spirit in your heart. I mean, having baptized your human spirit so that you can have the gifts of discernment operating in your life. And see, there's a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirits available really in the revelation gifts. They will reveal knowledge to you that your natural mind won't pick up on. I don't know how to say it any clearer than that. You need something that will guide you. That something is a person, and really it's Holy Spirit. You need a Holy Spirit baptism in your life, and not just be born again. You need to take that next step.
And some of our friends, Darren, say, "Well, can't I have Holy Spirit baptism without speaking in tongues? Can't I have it by faith just like I have salvation? I believed on Jesus and I'm saved and I know I'm going to heaven. Can't I be baptized in Holy Spirit and believe that he's going to use me and empower me without having to speak in tongues? Do I have to speak?" So many people say, "Do I have to speak in tongues?"
No, as one of our friends says, you get to.
You get to. It's a privilege.
I want to tell you, it is an awesome privilege to allow Holy Spirit. In fact, I'm going to read to you right now. And this is one of the giveaway scriptures, okay?
It's and I found. Want to read Acts 2 also after
All right.
you read your
well,
scripture.
We'll get back to you here in just a minute. You got to take your turn, Barbara. Okay. Here we go. Romans 8:26. And it says this, "And in the same way the Spirit," meaning Holy Spirit, it's capitalized here, "the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God."
Praise the Lord.
We need to have, in many cases, Holy Spirit using our mouth to pray through into our dimension. You see, God rules in the unseen world, and the seen world is the earth. In other words, this natural physical world is the earth. We need to get God's power activated here, where we live, in the flesh. Now, I know we have a spirit, we have a mind, we have a body, but I'll tell you, we need to rule and reign here as kings and priests, as it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. We are kings and priests in the kingdom of God.
Praise God.
Well, if we're going to have really the mighty power of God, the teaching of God, the explanation of God, the revelation knowledge and wisdom and all of those things coming into our lives, we need to allow Holy Spirit to pray through us the perfect will of God. And he will do that And when you're baptized in the Spirit, He doesn't just take your jaw and move it. He uses your breath, your tongue, your mouth, your will.